We want to take a closer look at Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to settle the debt ceiling crisis. He announced it yesterday afternoon.
House Republicans are taking action to lift the debt limit, to limit government spending, save taxpayers money, and grow the economy.
Well, in exchange for accepting the Democrats' call to raise the debt ceiling to avoid a government default, McCarthy's plan calls for slashing federal spending, cutting regulations, and putting stricter rules on some social programs. NPR congressional reporter Barbara Sprunt is here. And Barbara, you know, I characterize this as Speaker McCarthy's plan to settle the debt ceiling crisis. How do you think Democrats would characterize it?
That's right. That's certainly the way that he's framing this issue. Democrats would say the debt crisis that's kind of looming towards us at the end of, or beginning of the summer, rather, is one that could be solved simply by passing a clean bill to lift the debt limit. Mm-hmm. And what that means is a bill that doesn't have what Speaker McCarthy is proposing, which is spending cuts attached. In other words, just a bill to lift the debt ceiling and then deal with spending cuts and conversations around spending in another forum.
But what is McCarthy's bill calling for?
Well, the bill would increase the country's borrowing limit. That's what we're talking about with this, with all the conversation about the debt ceiling, to $1.5 trillion or through March of next year, whichever comes first. It would roll back federal spending levels to those from 2 years ago and limit the growth of spending moving forward to 1% annually. It would also try to unwind some of Democrats' signature legislative accomplishments and priorities, blocking the Biden administration from implementing its student loan forgiveness plan, for example. We should say that's tied up in the courts. And it would also repeal key parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, which funded energy and climate change programs. So all in all, this bill, it makes good on what McCarthy promised to his conference when he was going through that long series of votes that we all remember so well earlier this year to garner enough support to become speaker, that any effort to increase the debt limit would be done in tandem with federal spending cuts.
And can you talk a little more about how we people might feel the impact of these cuts, for instance, work requirements on social programs, and who will feel the most impact?
Well, this is something that Democrats are quite concerned about as well. Part of the bill would put in place work requirements for adults without dependents who are enrolled in federal assistance programs like food stamps. But Democrats say this is a proposal that would hurt people who need and rely on assistance the most. So, you know, that's definitely a tension point there in that particular policy proposal.
And we know Speaker McCarthy says he plans to put this legislation to a vote next week. But we also know even if it clears the House, it won't pass in the Democratic Party-controlled Senate. We also know President Biden has refused to negotiate over the debt ceiling. Here he is talking about this yesterday.
Here's what's really dangerous. Mega Republican Congress are threatening to default on the national debt. The debt that took 230 years to accumulate overall, unless we do what they say. They say they're going to default unless I agree to all these wacko notions they have.
So that's what the Democrats are saying. What is McCarthy's, you know, strategy? What is kind of endgame, as you can just see it with what we've laid out, given that it won't pass in the Senate?
That's right. The numbers are what they are. There's no way that this would pass in the Democratic-controlled Senate. But I think that the strategy here is if Speaker McCarthy can gain enough Republican votes to pass this in the House, then it could put some political pressure on the president to come back to the negotiating table. McCarthy and Biden met in February. That was the last time they met on this issue. And since then, the president has been very clear, I want to sign only a clean debt limit bill. I don't want to, you know, sign anything or even entertain the conversation in meetings, in negotiations about anything that has to do with spending cuts. It remains to be seen how this will play out. We'll see what happens.
And just briefly, Barbara, no deal over debt. What happens next?
Well, obviously a debt default would have far-reaching and unknown consequences, not just for the U.S., but for financial markets worldwide. And it's important, I think, to note that even just the threat of a default can have big economic consequences. The U.S. almost defaulted on its debt back in 2011, when there was similar political brinksmanship between House Republicans and then President Obama, and that led to the first ever credit rating downgrade for the U.S. So a default would be unprecedented. And again, even just the threat of it has real economic impact.
NPR congressional reporter Barbara Sprunt, thank you so much.
Thank you.